This is Jeb Blunt and it's Money Monday on the Sales Gravy Podcast.
Say make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Money Monday. I'm Jessica Stokes, filling in this week for Jeb. Have you ever had a situation where you wanted to make another outreach to an opportunity, but then you started to think, I just don't want to annoy this person? As sales professionals, we find ourselves trying to balance being present and persistent with an opportunity without becoming annoying or ticking somebody off. And sometimes that fear of annoying someone is actually costing you closed deals. I was recently speaking at an event and I arrived about an hour early to do my setup and my mic check. After I was finished, I walked around the event space and the caterer was putting some finishing touches on a beautiful breakfast spread. She and I started a conversation and by the end of it, I'd actually given her my number. I had mentioned that my son's graduation party was around the corner and I'd be interested in considering her to do the food. Then life happened. She texted me to schedule a call and I forgot to respond. She followed up again. And I was buried that week at work. Another week went by. She left a voicemail. I still did not reply. Now, this was not because I wasn't interested. It wasn't because I didn't value her service. And it certainly wasn't because I was saying no. I was simply overwhelmed and focused on bigger priorities in the moment. Eventually, I actually assumed that she had decided to move on and I'd handle the food by myself. Then, about 4 days before the party, she reached out one more time. Hi, Jessica. I still have a note about your son's graduation party on Saturday. If you're interested, I'd love to connect on the menu. Now, that text felt like a gift. I was so overwhelmed that week. My work calendar was maxed out. I had family coming to town, and there were still 100 things that I had to get done ahead of my son's graduation. At this point, I really needed her service. I had no time to do the shopping, no time to do food prep, so I immediately called her back. First, I apologized for not getting in touch sooner, and then I thanked her for keeping my event in mind. From there, we discussed the menu, and I sent her payment as quickly as possible so I could secure my date. Now, here's the lesson. People are busy. People forget. People get distracted. Your persistence matters. If she had assumed that my silence meant rejection, she would have lost the opportunity. She did a wonderful job, and I appreciated that she did not give up on me as a prospect. The biggest mistake that many salespeople make is confusing no response with no interest, and those are not the same thing. Sometimes prospects aren't avoiding you. They're just overwhelmed. Sometimes they're dealing with budget cycles. Sometimes they're putting out fires. Sometimes they're traveling. Sometimes they are simply just trying to survive the work week. Your job is not to decide whether they're interested based on silence. Your job is to professionally stay visible until they make a decision. So let me give you 5 tips for staying pleasantly persistent without coming across as pushy. First, stop assuming the silence. When a prospect does not respond to your call or email, the story you're telling yourself could be wrong. Most salespeople immediately jump to conclusions. They say things like, they must not be interested. They must have went with a competitor, or they must have changed their mind. But the reality is, you don't know. Silence is simply missing information. Don't create a negative story when you don't have all of the facts. Tip number 2, don't let optimism replace reality. Sometimes salespeople are guilty of positive thinking in the wrong places. The prospect stops responding, and we try to tell ourselves the good news. We try to say they must just be busy. We try to convince ourselves that they're still interested, but they probably just need a little more time. Maybe they are, but maybe they're not. The problem is that we often create these stories because we're afraid of facing the truth that the opportunity might be dead. We allow the silence and maybe even welcome it so that the deal stays in our pipeline. Great salespeople don't assume positive or negative. They seek the truth. So instead of guessing, they follow up consistently to uncover what is really happening.
Outbound 2026 is the biggest, baddest conference in sales, and it is hitting Las Vegas from November 9th through the 12th. Join an elite group of just 400 sales leaders and top performers at the stunning Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa off Strip. This isn't a seminar. This is a highly intense rock show for your sales career. So you want to go secure your spot now because tickets are selling out at outboundconference.com. That's outboundconference.com, and we'll see you in Vegas.
Hope is not a strategy, and neither is assumption. Your job isn't to convince yourself or your manager that the deal is alive. Your job is to actually find out. So don't assume they're buying. Don't assume they're not. Stay curious enough to uncover the truth. Third, always bring value. If every follow-up just says, "I'm just circling back around," or "just checking in," then you're easy to ignore. Instead, bring something useful. Share a link to an article. Provide some industry insight. Offer an idea. Mention a customer success story. Give them a reason to want to engage with you. The best follow-ups are creating value, not pressure. Number four, vary your communication channel. If you've already sent three emails and you're not getting anything back, stop sending email. Mix it up. Pick up the phone and give them a call. Send a message through LinkedIn. Record a quick video. Different people respond to different communication channels. The goal is to create familiarity and increase the likelihood of being seen and getting engagement. Last, stay professionally persistent. The caterer did not contact me every day, but she was reaching out weekly. She wasn't aggressive. She wasn't pushy. She simply stayed present. That's the goal. Persistence is not pressure. Persistence is professionalism. Remember, your competitors are often quitting too early. Opportunities frequently go to the salesperson who has actually stayed engaged the longest, not necessarily because they're more talented or because they had a better product. It was because they were there when the prospect was finally ready to act. So this week, take a look at your pipeline. Who have you mentally written off because they didn't respond? Who needs one more call, one more email, one more thoughtful touch point? You may be closer to a deal than you think. And just like the caterer, your next follow-up might be a gift to someone who genuinely needs your help. Thanks for listening today. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with another salesperson who might need this reminder. Keep showing up, keep dialing, keep moving forward. You've been listening to the Sales Gravy Podcast. This is Jessica Stokes. Make today awesome.
Love the finish, you can sink or swim. I've been broke, I ain't never going back again. I need some C-notes, some cheddar, and a stack of ends. I need a bowl of dough, I don't need no Facebook friends. Nah. I need a pack of them snaps, a handful of Fetty Wops, and rubber band on my greenbacks. Look, dawg, don't be playing with my paper. I need every red cent, that's why I brought my little scraper.